Section 15. O thou who art the ruler of earth and heaven and the author of all names, thou hearest the voice of my lamentation, which from the fortress town of Acca ascendeth towards thee, and beholdest how my captive friends have fallen into the hands of the workers of iniquity. We render thee thanks, O our Lord, for all the troubles which have touched us in thy path. O, that the span of my earthly life could be so extended as to embrace the lives of the former and the latter generations, or could even be so lengthened that no man on the face of the earth could measure it, and be afflicted every day and every moment with a fresh tribulation for love of thee and for thy pleasure's sake. Thou well knowest, however, O my God, that my wish is wholly dissolved in thy wish, and that thou hast irrevocably decreed that my soul should ascend unto the loftiest mansions of thy kingdom, and pass into the presence of my all-glorious companion. Hasten by thy grace and bounty my passing, O my Lord, and pour forth upon all them that are dear to thee what will preserve them from fear and trembling after me. Powerful art thou to do whatsoever may please thee. No God is there except thee, the all-glorious, the all-wise. Thou seest, O my Lord, how thy servants have left their homes in their longing to meet thee, and how they have been hindered by the ungodly from looking upon thy face and from circumambulating the sanctuary of thy grandeur. Pour out thy steadfastness and send down thy calm upon them, O my Lord. Thou art in truth the ever-forgiving, the most compassionate.